Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we'll take a look at Azure Scheduler. Essentially, you can schedule stuff. You can define the frequency, the interval between times you want it to run. You can create a prescribed schedule. You can say, I only want it to run this many times. You can say, I want it to run until this particular time, then stop. So you have a lot of scheduling options. Now, what can you schedule? There's really two types of jobs. There's an HTTP job and then a message queue job. So you can either put things on the message queue on an automated basis, or you can call out to some RESTful HTTP API. And so it makes it perfect for doing things on inside of Azure, since almost everything in Azure has an endpoint in the Azure Management API. And you've been using this before in the series. We just didn't talk about it in those terms. It's actually what powers Azure Web Jobs and Azure Mobile Services Scheduler behind the scenes. And so if you take a look, I haven't done anything special here, but I already had a job collection created. And a job collection just has a series of jobs associated with it, and they're all kind of run as one unit. Now, in this case, I think these are all web jobs running on the same account. And you can see that here are, for example, the hero versus robot hourly update web job that I created. You can drill into it. You can change the parameters, how it's actually kicked off. Now, notice I didn't set anything up. This was set up for us whenever we created this web job in two courses ago. But this is how it calls the API and to trigger the web job to actually start. But you can also add basic authentication. You can give it a schedule and things of that nature. And these were things that we set up, again, on the web job. They were just transferred here to the scheduler. You can also take a look at the history. You're going to find any errors that you had experienced, you know, what did it attempt to do, how many times did it retry to do it, and things of that nature. And then obviously you can see whether it's in total, did the collection of jobs, are they failing or are they succeeding, and you can drill into that on a on an ad hoc basis. Also, there's this ability to scale. So as you can see in the free plan, I can have 5 jobs. However, if I were to upgrade to standard or premium, I would get more than that to work with. And that's pretty much it with Azure Scheduler. You've been using it. It's basically you're able to call out to an HTTP API, or you're able to put something in a message queue, and that is pretty much it. And you're also able to define what happens if the job fails. You can create a retry policy. I didn't really show that. Okay, so that's all I wanted to say about Azure Scheduler. Almost done. See you in the next module. Thank you.